Okay, we're going to start Yuma Chaf Dalet on the bees. Six lines from the bottom. Bamemi Fisim. What clothing did the Kehanim do the pious, the lats in? Rav Nachman Amar B'Vigdei Chol, Rav Shishas Amar B'Vigdei Kedosh. Rav Nachman said, when they did the pious, they were still wearing their weekday begadim. Rav Shishas says they were wearing their big day Kaidesh. They were already wearing the big day kahuna. They all changed into the big day kahuna before the pious. Rav Nachman Amar B'Vigdei Chol, they were wearing the weekday garments, the amrit b'videi kodesh. If you say that they would do it in begadim of kahuna, their big day kahuna, ikabal Israelis dechamsi v'avdi, there would be people that would be powerful people. They would grab the avodah even if they didn't win the pious, they didn't win the gairal. But they were, since they were ready in their big day kahuna, they would grab the avodah shaloi kedin, and that's why we have them in big day chol. That's Rav Nachman. Rav Sheishas Amar B'Vigdei Kodesh. They all were in Big Day Kodesh. The Amrit B'Vigdei Chol, Agav Chavivusei Mikru V'Avdi. That if you were wearing weekday clothing, they were so excited to do the Avayda, so they would end up running to do the Avayda with the Big Day Chol, and therefore that would come out, it would be a Pasul Avayda. And therefore we had them wear Big Day Kodesh, and they would be ready to do the Avayda in their Big Day Kodesh. So Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes, in what begadim did they do the pious? Amr Rav Nachman, Mina Minalar. Rav Nachman says, where do I know that they wore Big Day Chol? Titnan, a Mishnah in Tamid, says, Masun Lachazonim, they would give over the Kayhanim of the Beis Av to the people that were in the charge, the Shamish, the people that were helping them. Vayimavshitin Oysen Es Big Dayim, they would get them undressed. Vlayhoi Meinichin Aleim Elim Mechnesayim Bilvad. They would only leave on the pants. They would only take everything off. They would only have on the pants. My love, ba'aisan shezachu l'fayis. Isn't it talking about the ones that won the lots? So they would come in and they would get them dressed. And how would they get them dressed? They would take off all the clothing and leave on their pants. Then they would get them dressed the big day kuhuna, and then at the end they would change the pants into the big day kodesh. So the pashup shot means they would give them to change into the big day kodesh. Rav Nachman says that's where I see that originally they were wearing big day chayil. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Rav Sheshes Loi Ba'isin Shaloi Zachul L'Fayis. No, it was talking about everybody who was winning the Kodesh. They gave over to the Chazanim, the people that didn't win, because they had to change out of the Big Day Kodesh into the Big Day Chol. They had to change out into the Big Day Chol. And that's what the Mishnah means. Hachi Nami Mistabra. And I have a proof that it has to be like this. If it was the people that won the Goyrol, and they were coming in to get dressed, the only thing that they would leave on would be the Mechnesayim, meaning it comes out according to this, they would come in to get dressed into the Big Day Kodesh, they would take off all their clothing besides for their weekday pants, they would put on all the Big Day Kuna, the three other Big Day Kuna, the hat and the Ksainis, then afterwards they would take and change their pants. So that means the pants was not the first beged, it was after the other begadim. We're going to bring a brisa now that says that the first beged that the kohen had to put on were the mechnesayim. So it can't be that it was coming in for the big day for the kohen that won. V'atanya says the gemara can't be minayin shleihei davar kaidem lemechnesayim. Where do we know that there can't be anything put on the kohen before the mechnesayim? Tamaloymer u'mechnesay vad yiu al besaray. We learn that from a pasuk that the first thing that goes onto his besaray has to be the mechnesayim. So, if you have a raya, it must be that these kohanim were actually getting undressed, because if they were getting dressed, then the mishnah doesn't make sense that the last thing they would put on would be the mechnesayim. Says Imar v'ida cholay kasha. Rav Nachman says, no, really, they were coming to get dressed, and I have a different way to read the mishnah. Hachi katani. While they had on their big regular weekday clothing, Malbishin Aysa Michnesei Kodesh, they put on the Michnesayim first, kept on all the other clothing, took off the regular Michnesayim of Chayil, they put on the Michnesayim of Kodesh. So that was the first thing they put on. And then after that, they took off the rest of the clothing. Afterwards, they took off all the other big day chayil, and then they were left only with the mechnasayim on, which were the mechnasayim of the big day kahuna. So we have two ways of reading this mishnah. Either we're talking about undressing. According to Sheshes, we have to undress the kahanim that didn't win the pious. Undress them, and then it's pasha. We took off all their clothing, left on the pants, put on their weekday clothing, and then changed the pants. According to Rav Nachman, we're talking about getting dressed, the ones who won the pious. So when they came in, they were really reading big dechal. So the first thing is they changed the mechnasayim to put on the mechnasayim of kodesh. So that became that the mechnasayim of kodesh were put on first. After that, they took off all the other begadim, and then they put on the other big day kodesh. So that's how they both explain that mishnah. Rav Sheshes, mino aminala. Rav Sheshes says, I have a right to me that they were all wearing big day kodesh when they made the pious. The Tanya, we looked in a brisa. Lishkas hagazis, the lishkas hagazis kamin besilki gedayla haisa. It was this, like Rashi says, bias gavaya sha'al aliyah. It was this very tall house, sha'al aliyah, pious bimizracha, and the lots that they made were in the eastern side of the lishkas hagazis. V'zakein yayshev b'marava, and the zakein who was showing them how to do the pious was in the western side of the lishkas hagazis. The kahanim, they were sitting around in a circle like a clasp. They were standing around. And the person who was in charge of making the lats would come. He would take the mitznefes. This is Rav Sheshes' raya, because the mitznefes were one of the four big day kahuna. He would take the mitznefes from off one of their heads. And they would know that he's the one that they start. So he would call out, like we had before, let's say there were 50 kahanim around, he would call out a number past it, 125. He would take the mitznefes off one of them, and he would be the start, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they would go around until they hit on the one who won the lat. So you have the rises of Sheshes that they were winning the big day kahuna. If you say like Rav Nachman, that when they did the pious, they weren't wearing the begadim of the big day kuna yet, mitznefes be big day chayil mi'ika. Was there a mitznefes by big day chayil? Was there a mitznefes there? Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Yes, they were the kayhanim actually had begadim that were made for themselves that were like the big day kuna. Kiditani of Yehuda v'itemer of Shmuel by Yehuda. Like we learned in a bray, so a kayin sha'asasa le'imai kesaynes, a kayin that his mother made for him a kesaynes, a tunic, ayved ba avaydas yachid. He's allowed to do with this kesaynes an avaydas yachid. So Rashi brings down that the imay same shal kayhanais, they used to make big day kuna for their children, laharis, tiferis, asher, and v'noy milachdam, v'kamehin mahadris mitzvahis. They mamish loved the mitzvahis, they made it so, so beautiful. And therefore, you see over here that really, yeah, they had clothing already made for them that were not big day kuna, that they got in the Beis HaMikdash, it was made for them in their homes. And therefore, it's not a kasha that it's possible that it was that it was big day chayil. Now the Tosfos Hashanim brings down Mefarshim bring down that avada, not Tosfos Hashanim, the Mefarshim, that avada didn't stay their own hat when they did avada. Avada, they had to be makdish it, and they had to make it belong to Big Day Kuhuna, to the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to do the Avodah in your own clothing. But it just means that they used to make it for them. They wanted to make it beautiful and to show how much Chaviv is HaMitzvahs. Says Gemar, Amar Abaya. So we have no Raya either way. If they did the lats in Big Day Kodesh or Big Day Chol, still no Raya. Okay, says the Gemara. Now goes on. The Gemara goes on a tangent. Omer Abaya, Shma Mino Lishkas Hagozis Chetzi BaKodesh VeChetzi BaChol. We have a Raya from this that the Lishkas Hagozis was actually half of it was in the Azara, and half of it straddled the Azara and outside the Azara. So this is the wall of the Azara. Half of the Lishkas Hagozis was in the Azara, and half of it was outside. Ushma Mina. Another thing we see from here. Shnei psachim hayula, that it actually had two openings. Echad pusuach b'kodesh v'echad pusuach b'chol. You could go out into the harabayis, or you could go into the azara. How do we know this? How do we see that the lishkas hagazis was half in the kodesh v'chol? It had two openings. Tisagadad chula b'kodesh. If we think that the whole entire lishkas hagazis was in the Azara, Zaken Yoshev Ma'arava. How could it be that there was a Zaken that was sitting down in the western part of the room? The only one that's allowed to sit in the Azara is Malchi Beis David. Rashi brings a pasuk, La'amay l'sharis ha'imdim sham l'fnei Hashem. Malchi Beis David, Rashi says, we find a pasuk in Shmuel that says that they said Vayovei Amelech David v'yashav l'fnei Hashem. So says the Gemara, if the whole lishka was in the Azara, how could there be someone that sat down? So must be that part of the lishka was not in the Azara. Okay, v'isag that the kula b'chayil. And if you say that the whole entire Azara was not, the whole entire lishka was not in the Azara, Pious b'mizracha, then how could you do the lats there in the eastern side? For abeinam beveis alekim halach b'ragish. Remember we had on yesterday's amud that wanted that there should be excitement in the azara. So therefore that had to be in the azara beveis alekim halach b'ragish, and it had to be in the azara in Hashem in the beis alekim. So it had to have the kedusha of the azara. It couldn't have been outside. So you have one way, number one, that they were sitting down, that proves that part of it was outside. We prove that part of it is inside because you did the lats, and the lats had to be inside. So you have a raya, el shma mino chetze b'kodesh v'chetze b'chol. Must be that half of the lishka was in the azar and half of it was in the chol. V'yisagadaytach pesach echad yeshla. And now we're proving that it had to have two openings, because we're going to see that if it only had one opening, then wherever the opening was to, that's what the halacha, the whole room had. If there was only one opening, it was open to the Azara, then even the part that's outside of the Azara has Kedushas Azara, because the whole Pesach is open only into the Azara. And if it opened into the Chayil, then the whole thing had a din of Chayil. So that's why it had to have two doors, and that's why maybe they split it down the middle. Half of it was Chayil, where he was allowed to sit. Half of it was Kodesh, where they made the pious. Says the Gemara, was he allowed to sit? The rooms that were built in the Chayil, it was built outside the Azara, but it opened into the Azara, then it's the whole room is Kodesh. And if you say it only had one opening to the outside, then Pais b'mizracha, then how can you do the pious there? V'yatnan, the opposite, b'nuyas b'kodesh b'suchas l'chayil, even if it was built in the Azara, but it opened there only to the outside, toichan chayil, alav shma mina. We have a proof, shnei psachim hayula, that it had two openings when they did the room that they did the pious, echad pasuach b'kodesh, v'echad pasuach l'chayil. And one opening to the kodesh, one opening to the chayil, and that would make it, since half of it was in kodesh, half of it was in chayil, and there was a door to the Kedzah and a door to the Chayil, so half of the room had the Kedusha of the Azara, where they made the pious to be Mekayim, Bevei Selekim, Nalech, Beragesh, and half of the Azara, half of the room didn't have Kedusha, And that's why the kohen was allowed to sit there. Says the Halig Mishnah, Hapayis Hashini. So the first lat that he did was for the Trumas Hadeshen that we said. The second lat, the second one of the Goyrolis, was for a bunch of Avedas. Mi Sheichet, who was Zeichet to do the Shechita of the Tamid. Mi Zeirek, who was Zeichet to do the Zrika. And the Gemara is going to talk about why we skipped the Kabbalah. Mi Midashe and Mizbeach HaPnimi, who goes inside to the Mizbeach HaPnimi and cleans off the Mizbeach from the ashes of yesterday's Ketores. Umi Midashe and Ishamenoira, who is Zeichet to go in to clean out the menorah and set up the wicks of the menorah. Umimala Ivarim lekevesh, and who gets the zuchus to take the Ivarim after they cut it up, they cut up the oil and bring it to the ramp. Because they first put the Ivarim on the ramp, in the middle of the ramp, and then they came back later to take it from the ramp to put it on the Mizbeach. So the first one was just to bring the Ivarim to the ramp. Now, how is it split up? Harosh v'haregel, the one kayin had held in one the right hand the head of the animal, and the left hand the right leg. Ushtei ayadayim, the next kayin was zeicher to have the two front legs, which called them the ayadayim of the animal. Holkitz v'haregel, the third kayin had the tail part and the left leg. The next kohen had the chest, the agira, the whole throat, and the whole front part of the animal. The next kohen had the two flanks of the animal, the two sides of the animal. The next kohen had the insides, the intestines. The next kohen had the flour for the minchas nesachim. The Kohen Gadol's carbon was a half of Yisarein that was brought, Rashi says, with the carbon tamid b'chol yayim. The ayayin and the wine, three lugim of wine that they brought for the tamid. Shlosha also kayanim zachu, by 13 kayanim won the, in this girl, there were 13 people, 13 kayanim that won the avodas here. Amar ben Azai lefnei Rabbi Akiva mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Ben Azai said in front of Rabbi Akiva in the name of Rabbi Yeshua, Derech Yuluchai Hayakarev. He argues on what was the order of the Kaihanim that they took the limbs up to the Kevesh. So the first Tanis we already had the order, Harosh V'Haregel, Shtei Yadayim, Hokis V'Haregel. Rabbi Yeshua, he says, argues, he holds Derech Yuluchai Hayakarev, the way that it walks when it's alive, that's the way that they put it on the Mizbeach. And the Gemara is going to talk about what's the machlekes? Where do they argue? Yibayilu says the Gemara, k'shem mefisin la'vayda achas mefisin. When they drew the lats for these 13 avodas, they drew one lat, and the person that won got the first job, and then the next 12 people online got the next 12 jobs. So one lat, one winner, and then 12 following him. Or maybe they did it over and over again. They did one. They picked a number for the shechita. Then they picked a number for the zrika. Now, even though we said there are only four lats, so now it comes out we're going to have 13. So the answer is that just means that they got together four times to do the lat, to do the pious. The four times that they came together, did a pious, then they ran to do avodas, came back again, they did avodas, came back again, four times. But we're asking now, in that time that they gathered together, did they do one number and then the rest, or they did 13 times? Tashima, says the Gemara, right? Arba piyasei sayusham. Says the Gemara, says four piyases, like we just said. Visa gadai techul chal avodei mifisin. If you say that each job got its own gairo tuvahavu, then it's more than four. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Hachik Amar Arba Pa'amim Nichnasim LaHafiz. Four times they get together to do the pious. Ulechol Chada V'Chada Hayu Batuva Piyasais. And each time that they got together had more than one drawing, more than one number. And that's the shayla. That's the shayla. Tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem continue this shayla about the piyasais. Was it one pious for everybody? Was it many pious? Ashakayach.
Yerushalayim.